Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
There's an old saying that the world is run by those who show up. That's never been more true than it is today, and it's true not only at the federal level, but at the state and local levels as well. There's also another saying that it's always darkest just before the dawn, and that gives me hope. For decades, we've been watching what William Brandeis called the insidious encroachment upon liberty by men of zeal who are well-meaning but without understanding. In the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, Americans were hyper-vigilant about the spread of communism and the dangers that communist regimes posed to the United States and the rest of the world. Now, we have communists openly marching in our larger cities and patently communist ideology being taught in our public schools in the form of critical race theory. All of this serves to weaken America and threaten values such as the freedom of thought, speech, and religious liberty that have built this nation. We even have chapters of the Democratic Socialists of America active in Billings, Bozeman, Helena, and Missoula, where they're working to sway local and municipal elections as well as those for the state legislature. In 2014, it was discovered that the head of Montana's largest public employees union was a member of the Industrial Workers of the World, an organization with strong ties to the Communist Party. For those who value freedom and liberty, it's time to wake up. As President Reagan once said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on to them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. For 30 years, I've watched the slow erosion of freedoms by our elected officials, and with the onset of COVID, the loss of freedoms has accelerated at an alarming rate. In Montana, conservatives are in firm control of the state legislature, so groups like the Democratic Socialists of America are refocusing their efforts at the local level. Their members are being elected to city councils and school boards, where they're doing enormous damage. Sadly, liberals have also infested our courts. We recently conducted a study and found that candidates for Montana's judgeships who contributed to candidates in other partisan races gave their donations to liberal candidates 97% of the time. No wonder conservative legislation is so often overturned by the courts. The good news is that change is possible. All that's necessary is for conservatives to sacrifice as much as liberals. We can stop the downward spiral if conservatives would run for seats on county commissions, city councils, and school boards. Conservative lawyers also need to run for seats on the bench. No longer should the Liberal Bar Association and the trial lawyers be allowed to choose our judges. For the sake of our children and grandchildren, it's time for conservatives to step up to the plate. Please call us. We can help you get started. If the world is indeed run by those who show up, then it's time for those who value freedom and religious liberty to run for public office. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.